Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you listening tonight, and we're just going to see what Spirit wants to do with the show tonight. So let's take some calls. Let me give you a call number, though. 516-418-9997. Again, it's 516-418-5997. All right, there are several people ahead of you, but let's get to them and see how we can help them. 775. You are on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much. I hope you're healthy and well. And my name is Wendy. Thank you. My name is Wendy from California. And I'm 67, and I desperately need to keep my job at least for another year. And I am upset because I was told clearly when I came back from after 8 months on medical leave that I'd be going to a training class. And I was told last Wednesday that I would not be by my supervisor. And I think that there's something going on behind the scenes. So they're going to throw me on the phones Monday. And he's very aware that it's stuff I've never been trained on. And
right.
How am I going to do? Am I going to survive? Am I going to keep my job at least a year?
Yes, you're not going anywhere for at least a year. And, you know, things are going to be changing there. I don't know how that's going to be changing, but I feel like personnel, some personnel are leaving and some new people are coming in. But yeah, you'll be there at least another year. So.
And I know something that would make me feel a lot better. There were three ladies that didn't know I was there. And they talked really bad about me. And then I was really smart. I just stood up and I said, good morning, ladies. And they turned around and had an oh, my God, look on their face. So I'm being abused. So something that would help me emotionally would be to switch over to Peggy's team. But I don't know if my employer would ever do that. What do you think? Is there any possibility I'll switch to Peggy's team?
Not right away, no. And maybe down the line a little bit, but not right away.
But how many more months do you see me keeping my employment with this company?
You're going to be there at least a year still. So, all right.
All right. God bless you. Keep your health and be in good spirits.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. You do the same. All
Certainly.
Right. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling in. All right. Bye bye.
God bless.
Let's go ahead and take another call. 111, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call, and hope you're doing well as well.
I am. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much, Michael. Hi, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I know you said and you are very good, very 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 good last year. There's that. That female that's been acting really bad, starting with the S, I didn't see her get detained yet. Has she been detained or not yet?
Not yet, no.
Wait, is she still going to go to jail?
Yeah, I see that, yes.
Do you know how much more time?
I don't have that information. I don't know that.
But you know which one I'm, because there's two of them. You know which one I'm talking about, right? She has a green car.
Right. Yeah, that one is going to jail. So.
Pretty soon, right?
Yeah, pretty soon. I would say next year, early next year, so.
Okay, and I want to ask you, the owner, brother, do you see him, wanted to do something bad to me, or he just...
No, nobody's going to do anything bad to you. Your guardian angel won't let that happen, so they're not going to do anything to you.
One more thing, because I do believe in God and angels. One more thing, please. Am I okay, safe here, just for am I okay? I mean, I don't have nobody coming to bother, but it's really annoying when law enforcement come all the time, and
right. But yeah, no, I don't, again, I'm going to repeat that I don't see any harm coming to you. There's guardian angels that are watching over you. So, all right.
Thank you, Michael. God bless you. Thank you. I feel better. Hallelujah.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Let's go with 510. You're on air with me. Hello. Whoop, hold on. Okay. Now you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. I want to know, is there any messages for me or anything you pick up?
Okay. Can
you
say your name for me one more time?
Tasha.
Tasha? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, you know, you're doing really good right now, but they're telling me that, they're showing me that you're really sad for some reason. I don't know if that's on surface already. But I just feel a sadness around you a little bit. I don't know if there's an anniversary date that's coming up, somebody passing or something like that. But, you know, you're going to get better. I mean, you're going to come out of this. But, yeah, so. All right?
Okay. All right. Do you know when?
I feel like you had a, yeah, I knew that you were getting ready to ask that. Because I don't feel sad.
I don't feel sad. I don't know why everybody seemed to be picking that up from me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's around you or, I mean, so I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, it could be around you. It could be a spirit. I mean, I'm not sure on that yet. But, okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You have a good night.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead with 917. You're on air with me. Hello. Hello. Go with 312. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Hello? It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm doing good. I'm more relaxed at work, and
okay.
I've been seeing a lot of horseshoes, like blood signs, like lucky rabbit's feet, and I'm just wondering if that's a sign that things are going to go a little bit well, because my project people, they said that they wanted to keep me at least maybe one or two more weeks, which would be okay with me, but everything
okay.
seems to be going pretty well. I feel really comfortable. I'm just kind of wondering what you see.
Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing you're feeling. I see some kind of a promotion or something coming your way as well. But you're doing good. I don't see any problems coming up. I mean, you're pretty good for at least the rest of this year and into next year. So, you know, just stay happy and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't see anything I need to talk to you about besides, you know, the good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've been working very hard. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. But we can, you know, yeah, I definitely see you with that position. So, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you
okay.
calling in. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go with my last call because no other calls at the moment. 719, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you two doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from Colorado.
I
have some questions about love, I guess.
Okay.
To make a very long story short, I've been in a relationship long distance with a man for years, and he's supposed
okay.
to be coming from another state this Saturday. And he said that he wants a break now. And I'm just wondering, is he actually going to show up or what I should do or think about this? Because my heart's just broken.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that you're feeling that way. First of all, let me say that. But, yeah, I don't see him showing up, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't see him being there.
Okay.
I'm sorry to tell you that. Yeah.
No, I appreciate you letting me know. Is there any way you could tell me, I mean, I don't know what went wrong or if there's another person or.
I don't see another person. That's the first thing I check. But I don't see another person. I just think that he has some things that he needs to work through. So.
Okay.
But I mean, he cares about you. So.
Well, in your opinion, do you think I should just let it go and cut ties with him?
I wouldn't do that right away. I mean, I'd give it a couple more months. And that way, if things don't change, then you're going to be going looking for somebody else. But I would just be patient with yourself and you know, not push the issue. So, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael, so much for your help.
No problem. You have a good night. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go with 401. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, how can I help?
Well, I am a first-time listener. I set a reminder for your show. I just got in a little bit later. I'm not sure what you previously discussed.
Yeah.
But I was open. I've seen your show on before, and just looking for some guidance at this moment in my life. Wondering what, if anything, Spirit has me with regards to my current spiritual path. I also, just like the previous caller, am in a relationship. It's not long distance, but it, sometimes it feels like that due to work schedule.
Yeah.
He's a firefighter. Now we all make choices. So I'm just wondering if you could give me any insight as to maybe what you just might get right off the cuff.
Okay. Yeah. One thing you need to relax. That's when the Spirit is showing me you just need to relax and, you know, like meditation, do something like that to help you spiritually. But your spirituality is really good. You know, you're doing the right things. So I would just continue doing what you're doing because it's working. So
it's good when he's at work. Just so we own property together. It gets full. So it brings his energy back.
Yeah.
It's really hard to stay balanced. So.
Right. You just have to, you know, he is what he is, and, you know, you just have to
sometimes
realize he's not going to be able to give you time all the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have open lines, 516-418-5997. Again, the caller number. I do have open lines, 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and give you my website address. Is www, of course, insightswithmichael.net. You can also send me a mail thing at michael@insightswithmichael.net. I've had a good day. Hopefully you've had as well. We got the Christmas tree up and stuff like that. It feels very festive. So I appreciate that. So we'll just go ahead and go off there right now. But I do appreciate everybody that called in. And we will be back on air tomorrow. But you just have to wait and see. Cause I'm not sure exactly yet when we're going to be on. I just follow Spirit, and Spirit tells me what to do, and I do it. So, all right, I'll talk to you again soon. All right, have a good night.